Attention, stations on the network. Our broadcast will begin in 10 minutes from my mark. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 10-minute stations. Attention, stations on the network. Broadcast will begin in 5 minutes. My mark. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 5-minute talk stations. Attention, station, the network. Our broadcast will begin in 2 minutes from my mark. In 5, 4, 2, 1. Mark. That was your time check, stations. Attention, station, network.
1 minute.
We'll begin in 1 minute from my mark. 5, 4, 2, 1. Mark. That was your 1 minute time check, stations.
Get ready for Tri-City Dust Devils Baseball. It's time for the King Beverage Budweiser pregame show. For more on today's game, here's Doug Taylor.
And a good Tuesday evening to you live from Avista Stadium in Spokane. This is Tri-City Devils Baseball. You're hearing us at DustDevilsBaseball.com and on the First Pitch app. And again, a good Tuesday evening to you from a windy Spokane. Bit of a breeze coming across from right to left, not unlike the winds we saw last week at Kesa Stadium. It is gusty as well. Could be a factor, certainly, into contest between the Dust Devils and the Spokane Indians. The Tri-Cityans can meeting up for the first time in 2022. Doug Taylor on this Tuesday night, first of six between these two teams, of course, this week. And Tuesday starter Brandon Olthoff gets the nod. Not that that's usually a day that is assigned to him. In fact, he was supposed to start on Sunday, but pushing him back. He gets the nod at the series this evening. And what a start last time out. 7 scoreless innings on the way to helping the Dust Devils 1-0 win over the Eugene Emeralds. Eugene Tri-City splitting their series, splitting the doubleheader that included the Emeralds. No hitting the Dust Devils in the first game of that double. As they grab that victory 3-0. Tri-City then no hit Eugene 5 1/3 of game 2 of the doubleheader. Eugene pull on the board in the 6th, but not enough. Tri-City the victory. Just a tale of two different games in that. You get no hit in 7 innings in your first game, and then you get 3 strikes to start off the game in game 2. It's kind of a set up back and forth with the Dust Devils grabbing the victory. Ended up with that split doubleheader and series with Eugene. And if we were to look at the Northwest League standings, it's early on, so they're kind of bunched up. It's a little fact. The Dust Devils top them. Your Tri-City Dust Devils lead the Northwest League at the moment, with a record of 11-9. Then Eugene and Van 10-9. Hillsborough and Can are 11-10. So all of them a half back of the Dust Devils play tonight. And then Everett 4 games back in the Northwest League as things stand. So it is again us the evening. Crowd starting to fill in here at Avista. And we're Hyatt Stadium grandstand on the press box with the Dust Devils in their road navy, as is traditional. And once more, Braden putting in some long toss before he gets to the mound to get in some more tosses to get ready for this start this evening. So, Tri-City and Spokane should be a good one. Should be good ones all week. Hopefully the weather will cooperate. It sounds like later in the week that might not be the case. But tonight, it is a bright and sunny evening baseball. But again, with a breeze, hit one out of the southwest, and we'll see if it affects things as we go. Let's go ahead and take our first break. Come back, get you the starting line. Continue to get you set for Tri-City Dust Devil Baseball on this Tuesday night. Again, you're listening to the King Beverage Bud Pre-Game Show here at dustdevil.com and on the MILB First Pitch.
So, this date was really fun.
Yeah, thanks for dinner.
For sure. Not really sure what I'm playing with my keys. I literally took an Uber here.
Oh, me too.
Oh.
Can I look around?
Start the night out right, because you can't drive drunk if you don't drive there. Decide. This message is brought to you by Anheuser, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and Uber. Copyright 2022, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
Oh, so I should save all?
Yep, make room under that mattress.
Okay, no big purchases then.
You should put 20% down on a house.
Hold on, you literally just said I...
Yeah, I know what I said.
There's a lot of questionable money advice out there. For financial knowledge that can help you reach your version of success, to Giza Credit Union, we can walk you through the thing you need to feel confident about your finances. There's a healthier approach to money at Giza Credit Union. Giza Equal Opportunity Lender.
We ran a class where tents, barbecues, where linen, dance floor staging.
A to Z rental, no job too big, or too small.
Jackhammer, stand over through stump, grandisaws, generator, skid gear, excavator, dingoes, trailers, trailers, staplers.
Now in Kennewick, 2901 West 2nd Avenue, call 409-579-0300 or go to rentatoz.com.
We rent everything. 8 convenient locations. Etsy Rental, we rent everything.
Over the past 2 years, many women put their annual mammogram on hold. Data tells us about how those scheduled missed their appointments. 25% put off evaluation of their breast cancer symptoms, resulting in delayed diagnosis and treatment. The result could mean thousands of cesarean deaths and more advanced and difficult breast cancers to treat. Don't skip your mammogram. 509-374-430 today or visit inlandimaging.com.
Back at Avista Stadium in Dan for Tri-City Dust Devil Baseball on this Tuesday night. Shadows over the field on the hand side, just from the grandstand and the way things lined. We're aligned from the northwest to the south, exactly as we are. At Stadium is Cactus Chow, the manager of the Tri-City Devils, is just about up in. And he's joined there by manager of the Spokane Indians, Scott Little, as they'll exchange lineup cards here. On this Tuesday evening, Hector Cuellar, our home plate umpire, Sean Sparling, the man on the base. With that, let's go ahead and get you tonight's lineups. First, for the visitors, the Tri-City Devils. Kyle Kanter, the third baseman, will lead off for Tri-City. In fact, Kyle getting a few more sprints out in left field as we speak. Followed by Kyron Paris, the shortstop. Jordan Adams, the center fielder, will bat third, followed by Gabe Matthews in the cleanup spot. Gabe not really coming on here. In the last game, Steven Rebos, the left fielder, bat fifth, followed by right fielder Mike Peep, batting sixth. Second, Jose Guzman will bat seventh. Guzman with a big game in game two of the doubleheader, got things kicked off with a double, ended up getting on three times in game two. That doubleheader, just seven innings of work. Francais, the designated hitter, will bat it. And Kyle Lovelace, the Dust Devil catcher, will bat ninth. On the mound for Tri-City, as mentioned before, is Brandon Holtoff. 6'4", 228, big righty, ninth round draft pick of the LA Angels in the 2021, coming off a 7 scoring start and victory in a 1-0 Tri-City win over Spokane last Tuesday. So he ends up getting a whole week's worth of rest coming into this contest as he throws in the pen down the left field line. Once more, Tri-City in their home, or make road, I beg your pardon, gray and navy. Now for the Spokane Indians, as presented by their manager, Scott Lowe. Second baseman, Eddie Diaz, will lead off, followed by right fielder Zach Veen. Veen, the first-round draft pick of the Colorado Rockies organization in the 2020 league draft. Catcher, third, followed by first baseman Grant Levine, fourth. Vladimir Restituto, the center fielder, will bat fifth, by Daniel Montano, the designated hitter, in the sixth position. Shortstop Julio Carreras will bat seventh, followed by left fielder Martin Jr. He bats eighth. Ben Sims, the X-Men, batting ninth. On the for the Spokane Indians is Ruff, a 6'2", 210-pound right-hander, 11th round of the Rockies in 2019. Originally from Orlando, played at collegiate baseball, Florida Atlantic, home of the Owl, in case you're wondering. Ruff on the season, 2-1 so far in his 2022 campaign. A 2.81 ERA. This is his fourth start this evening. 16 innings, given up 5 runs. He has walked no one in 21. So, interesting control, grateful, in fact, shown so far by my Dust Devils trying to disrupt that here tonight. Meanwhile, Brandon Olthoff, in case you're his line, he's 1-0, record 1.80 ERA. This is his fifth start of the season. Two of work, five runs given up on 12 hits, four earned, walked five, and struck out 26. So two really solid pitchers going to each other this evening as the starters on this Tuesday. As Brandon Olthoff's 1.80, in fact, good for fifth best in the Northwest League. So good stuff coming as the Spokane Indians now taking the field one by one. And with that, we'll go ahead and take a break. We'll come with all the action live. As, again, this is Tri-City Dust Devil Baseball. A good Tuesday evening to you.
The Hampton Inn Suites Pasco Tri-City Hotel is a home away from home retreat while you're in Washington. Wake up to a free hot burger, restful sleep on a clean and fresh Hampton bed. Plan your next adventure using the free Wi-Fi or throughout the hotel and unwind in a saltwater pool and hot tub. They're close to the track center for meetings, concert, and sporting. Visit Giesta Stadium to watch the Tri-City Dust Devils. For reservations, call 5792-1660 or stop by 6826 Burden Boulevard, Pasco.
Consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grab that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's really worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Dear Road Devils, let's talk about extra. Toyota offers tons of extra with Toyota Care. No-cost maintenance plan good for 2 years or 20 miles. No-cost oil changes, tire rotations, no-cost fluid level adjustments, and more. That's a whole lot of extra at no cost from Toyota. And Nissan all charge extra for maintenance, the kind of extra nobody needs. Trotter, Toyota.
Based manufacturer's date 3/21/2022 covers normal factor risk for 2 years or 25,000 miles, whichever occurs first. Participating dealer for coverage.
UV to the King Beverage Budweiser Game Show. Stay tuned. Tri-City Dust Devils Baseball's next. The proud high end of the Los Angeles Angels.
Zones Distribution Center in Pasco hiring. Walk in every Wednesday for me to be interviewed. This Wednesday, the Auto DC is hiring for all shifts starting at $18.25 per hour and all hiring Class A CDL drivers with hazmat endorsements and huge bonus money. Full-time positions have been in a great work culture. Walk in Wednesday, May to noon at 3733 Catalina in Pasco to apply. Draw career and your future with AutoZone.
Tri-City Dust Devils Baseball is on the air. Spaceball is brought to you in part by Giesta Credit Union, Toyota of Tri-Cities, King Beverage, Zone, Inland Imaging, Hampton Inn and Suites, CG Publix, Tri-City City Health, Warren Rapids RV Service and Sales, Columbia Distributing, and CO Energy. Now, for the call today's game, here's Doug Taylor.
Back one side of Vista Stadium on a breezy Tuesday evening for Tri-City Dust Devils Baseball. And again, listening at dustdevilsbaseball.com. And on the MILB first up, the Spokane Indians have now fully taken the field in their home in red. And with that, let's do their starting defensive alignment. Across the outfield fight, it'll be Robbie Martin Jr. in left, Vladimir Restituyo in center, and Zach Veen in right. Around the infield from third to first, Benz is the third baseman, Julio Carreras, the shortstop. Eddie Diaz, the man at second base, Grant Levine, the baseman. Behind the plate is Drew, and on the mound for the Spokane Indians, it's righty Mike Ruff, been 2-1 so far on his young 22 season. No walk and 21 strikeouts. Man who's exhibited quite a lot of control. And the Dust will try to at least run some walks up on him and try to get some folks on the base pass. We know Jack Howell and his crew like to run when they get on. And they'll take that however they can get it on base tonight. And actually, Spokane Indians lineup was just informed of. Just position changes. So it is, in fact, Del Montano out in left field. And the designated hitter spot is Robbie Martin Jr., I think. So it's Montano in left. First pitch, rough. Kyle Kasser slashes it out center. It's going to drop. headed toward left center. Casser a long round. He will start this game off with a single. First pitch of the ball game. Kyle Casser, a man who's known to make good contact and get on base, and that he does right away. Up steps Kyren Paris. Shortstop will get you the temperature here in Spokane in a moment. A sunny day, unstable, but again feeling a bit chilly with the wind. Pitch to Paris. Fastball in for a strike. It's Kyren again working through some things at the plate, trying to get things. Casser a clean at first. First pitch. Second pitch, swing and a miss. And Paris down, no balls, two strikes. Kyren so far this season, a 180 average of six driven, and he's walked 10 times. That's the most on the team, so he's finding ways to get his rough set, the 0-2. Paris pops it foul in the first bit. As a victim here quite a while, home of the Spokians since their triple A. We're upset once more. Still out to the pitch to Paris. Up in the inside corner, strike three. Paris down looking for out number one. By the way, tonight's game time temperature 63 degrees with sunny. Brought to you by our friends at Columbia Distributing. The wind at 16 mile per hour and certainly noticeable, picking up a little bit with gusts as well. Here's Jordan Adams into the right-handed box. Casser again, a longer secondary lead. The first pitch of fastball swing. One ball, no strikes to Jordan. Jordan at 298 clip, that average tipping under 200 as Casser bluffs swing. Next pitch from Ruff. Ball in the zone for a strike going one. Make it 1-1. Here in the top of the first inning at Avista Stadium in Spokane. We'll get you the dimensions in a moment. They're a little interesting here. It's Ruff's the pitch. Slashes it down the right field line, and it will foul just a few feet. Adams was looking toward that right line, trying to go in the outway. The right fielder out there, Zach, playing the line somewhat closely, and it's hard not to at Avista Stadium because it's just 296 feet down to the right field foul. A little bit of a jut in there called the porch, the 1-2. Pitch outside. Did he go? Base umpire Sean Sparling says Adams able to check his swing. Count two balls and two strikes. As Adams will take time. Looks like he got something in his eye, which is not surprising on a wind that can be an issue. Okay now. As Adams being played straight away, both outfield and infield. Casser, big lead, the 2-2, inclined foul. That one at grandstand on the first base side. So it is 296 feet down the line here at Avista, 331 to the left field line. With another double fence, so that's a ways for a right hitter. 395 to center, also with that double wall where the stripes wave. Casser goes, the two misses, throw down to second. They got him. Casser can hardly believe it. I think he thought he beat. The base umpire Sean Sparling says otherwise. Paris was down on strike. Casser aboard with a single, and he is caught stealing now. 2-4, it looked to me. And now it's to Adams, the 3-2 pitch. At the top of the zone, three, and just like that, Ruff faces them in the first. And Paris and Adams go down looking. Runs for the Dust Devils in the top of the first on a hit. No errors, and nobody left. Third of play here at Avista Stadium in Spokane. For the Tri-City Dust Devils, nothing. And the Spokane Indians coming up.
Warren Rapids RV Service and Sales is a growing family-owned and operated dealership located in Richland. Our certified technicians all makes and models. If you're looking for an RV or need maintenance or repairs, Warren Rapids RV Service and Sales will exceed your expectations. WarrenRapidsRV.com to start a family adventure today.
Everybody knows you shouldn't retire until you're 65.
A house? 20% down or nothing, bud.
It's easy. Put money into savings and never touch it.
There's a lot of questionable money advice out there. Financial knowledge can help you reach your version of success. Come to Kisa Credit Union. we can get you through everything you need to feel confident about your finances. There's a healthy use to money. Find it at Giza Credit Union. Giza is an equal opportunity lender.
The Tri-City Dust Devils, nothing. The Spokane Indians coming to bat first time here on this Tuesday night. The Dust Devils taking the field in their road, gray and navy. Let's get you the Dust Devil defensive alignment after Kyle Cannon with the leadoff single, but then was erased on the base paths. It ended up a 1-2-3, not in that order, inning. Faces the mound as Mike Ruff in the first. Dust Devils defensively looked like this, a outfield from left to right. Steven Rivas, the left fielder, Jordan Adams, the center fielder, and Mike Peabody, the right fielder, around the infield from third to first. Kyle Kasser at third, Kyron Harris, the shortstop, Jose Guzman, the second baseman, and Gabe Matthews at first. Kyle Loveless, the catcher, Braden Holtoff, first pitch in is, looks like an off-speed pitch, a little low and outside, ball and no strikes. Once more, Holtoff coming off of a great performance, seven scoreless innings and a win, 1-0 Tuesday. That's as Eddie Diaz, the second baseman for the Indians, hits a ground ball to short and fairly deep in the hole. Kyron Barris makes it look easy to throw across to first in plenty of time for out number one. That play was harder than it looked with the Eddie Diaz coming up the line. Up steps Zach Veen. Prized next round pick in the 2020 Major League for the Colorado Rockies. First pitch to him is first base line. It spins and stays there. Loveless out of his stance and throws it down to first in time, number two. It was an interesting play. As Veen, the right-handed batter's box, I think he thought he had fouled it off his foot. He didn't go anywhere, but he is retired 2-3. Quickly, two outs. You get Devine, who's hitting 280 homer and nine driven in. As he quickly found his way back to the dugout. Two down, bottom of the first, no score. It's the first pitch. Hit out to left and over the head of Steven Rivas. That by Drew Romo, the spoke catcher, and he finds his second with a two-out double. Devine's smoothly here on this Tuesday. And up steps Grant Levine. Winner in scoring position now and two out. Veen in the year, 297 his average, a couple of home runs. Spent with 11 on the season, not that many. I believe only the Dust Devils have fewer. Holtoff set, first pitch to Levine. Like a slider in for a strike, 0-1. It's in the outing last two for Braden Holtoff. Just pounding the strike zone through just a little over balls in that start. The next pitch to Levine is just nubbed off the end of the third base side. And Olta quickly up, no balls and two strikes. Again, spoke home white with bandit numbers and letters in blue. Actually, looks like blue number on the front of the jersey. Olta checks the runner, the pitch. Low and inside, gets stopped by a Loveless, holding the runner at second. Breaks continuing, Stars and Stripes fell out in dead center where it's 3-5. The 1-2, little low and outside, two balls and two strikes. Matt Levine. So Levine's for the home run lead for the Indians as he drew Romo. And one other gentleman with two home. It'll be Colin Simpson, one of the catchers. It's time called briefly. Now back set on the first base of the rubber with the lefty, Levine, in the 2-2. Outside. Three ball, two strikes. Again, the bottom of the first inning. Drew Romo out at second for Spokane. Dust Devils and Indians score. Braden Holtoff trying to keep it that way. As he comes once more. Payoff pitch coming to Levine. Here it is. Slide to left side and it gets past Barris into left center for a base hit. Around third ball, he will score. The Indians hit the board first tonight. It's Spokane 1, City nothing here at the bottom of the first. And that gets the crowd going. So Levine, the RBI single to right. In the first, and up steps here Restituyo. Restituyo, 306 average. First pitch to him, a fastball for a strike. Might have been the cutter that time from Oltov. Restituyo, this is 18th game. Homers, but 11 driven in. The 0-1 fouled into the screen. But there's actually a decent amount of sweet home plate here at a medium, and a good amount of foul territory, too. Certainly a bit more cover defensively for both sides. Oltov up 0-2, the pitch. Little number, first baseline, and it ends up foul. This Restituyo ended up kind of sprinting over the ball, but did not make contact. Had he made contact with it, he would have been out. Certainly somebody who is willing to use his speed to get on base. Restituyo with 7 doubles on the season. That leads the Indian squad. 19 hits, 12 singles, and 7 doubles. Gets back in, crowding the right-handed box. Oltov has his sign. The 0-2 pitch. Restituyo, a little pop-up on the infield. Going back is Matthew. And he makes the old over-the-shoulder catch. Just going off the edge of the infield grass. Nice play, Gabe Matthews, to bring the bottom of the first to a close. But not before. Spokane scoreboard with a run. It's a run on hits. There were no errors. And a man left. We're through an inning. Here at the stadium in Spokane with the score, the Spokaneans won the Tri-City Dust Devil. Nothing. You're listening to Dust Devil Baseball.
Dear road rivals, let but extra. Toyota offers tons of it with Toyota Care. Our no-cost maintenance good for 2 years or 25,000 miles. No-cost oil changes, no-cost stations, no-cost fluid level adjustments, more. That's a whole lot of extra from Toyota. Ford, Honda, and Nissan all charge extra for maintenance. And that's the kind of extra nobody needs. Try hard. Toyota.
Based on manufacturer's data, 21-2022 covers normal factory service for 2 years or 25,000 miles. It's workers first. See participating dealer for coverage details.
Over the past 2 years, many women put their annual mammogram hold. Data tells us about those scheduled missed their appointments. In addition, 25% put off evaluation of their breast cancer symptoms, resulting in delayed diagnosis and treatment. The result could mean thousands of unnecessary deaths and more advanced, difficult breast cancers to treat. Don't skip your mammogram. Call 509-374-4030 today or visit inimaging.com.
The Hampton Inn Suites Pasadena Hotel provides a home away from home retreat while you stay in Washington. Wake up pre-hot breakfast after a restful sleep on a Hampton bed. Plan your next adventure. Use Wi-Fi in your room or throughout the hotel. Unwind in their indoor saltwater pool and hot tub. They're close to the track center for meet and sporting events. Visit Geese's to watch the Tri-City Dust Devils. For reservation, 509-792-1610 or stop by 6826 Boulevard in Pasco.
Matthews down to strike as Mike Ruff comes on the next offering. A fastball, swing and a miss by Matthews, and Gabe finds himself down. No balls and two strikes. Start the top of the inning, 1-0 Spokane. The 0-2 from Ruff. That was a breaking ball, foul space side. Count remains no balls and two strikes. Matthews off season. I mentioned that. His bat getting, he's now hitting 226. Next pitch to him. High down the left field line. Hit deep and it lands here. Bouncing on one hop off the ball. Around first is Matthews. He'll into second with a leadoff double. As I was mentioning. Gabe Matthews starting to get things plate. That just another example. Second hit of the night for Trent. And a man in scoring position to second. That'll bring up Steven Riva. Rivas at 217 on the year, one of three Dust Devils with runs. Strapadaris and Mike Peabody joining him in that club. First pitch, swing and a miss. Coming home at 88 miles an hour there. It's rough 24 just a couple weeks ago as it's on briefly. Julio Carreras had made his way over, but just, and Matthews got to the bag about the same time. And Gabry takes his lead, and Ian Carreras behind him. Ruff set to Rivas's popped foul left of us here in the Avista Stadium. Brooks, we are Just a green here, Adam. So certainly got to keep an eye out. I don't see any dents in the wall, flies, but sure seems possible. Head on a swivel up here. 0-2 the rebounds, the pitch. Slow ground, a couple of hops to second. Eddie Diaz has it. He fires to first in for the first out of the but that out productive as Matthews moves up 4-3 the put out, one out in the second. 1-0 smoke tying run 90 feet away, and Mike Peabody stepping in. Peabody with the first home run for the Devil at Gieser Stadium this year. That was back on Friday. 1-1 victory for Tri-City over Gene. First pitch from Ruff, big Swiss from Peabody for a strike 0-1. So primarily the fastball from Ruff. I have seen break really two other secondary pitches. The 0-1. Peabody high in the air out to right center. It's going to be playable. Matthews, though, tagging. Catch made for two. The throw comes into second, and that's all. That'll be Matthews comes home to score. Dust Devils have tied the game at one here in the second. As Peabody, another productive time, bringing the run home. A sacrifice fly and a one. Jose Guzman will step in now. Guzman reaching times. He went 2-for-3 in two of the doubleheader. And the win, 3-2 on Sunday. A double to lead off. He walked falling and then a single to center before ground out. So every inning he made contact. The 1-0 now, swing and a miss. Looked like a late breaking cutter of some sort. And really, the line score is exactly the same at the moment. One run, two hits, no errors for both sides. The 1-1, swing and a miss. Fastman in right around 90. That's a couple of clicks down from Dust Devil hitters we're seeing from Eugene Olds pitchers for most of the series. Rough from the wind, the one-back swing. Low and inside with a break ball. He appealed down to Sparling, the base umpire, and he says no, goose check to swing. And the count evens at two balls and strikes. So Guzman's average up to 100 with that strong game. This is Guzman, next pitch, popped in the air, high on the third base. Going over and giving chase Homo, but they'll just have a look, and it'll be in the grandstand or onto the roof. In the grandstand, I believe. Large grandstand here at Vista Stadium. The 1-2. 2-2. Guzman lines it up the middle of base hit. So it had really a tough stretch for Guzman at the plate, but seems like he's found something as that right back up the middle for a 2-out. So man aboard for the Dust Devil. 1-1 ties. We play here in the top of the inning. And designated hitter Francisco Del Valle to the plate. First bite. Big cut and a miss. Fastball at 9 from Mike Ruff. 0-1 the count to Del Valle. 13th for Francisco. 182 and a couple driven in. As Guzman goes. Pitch in for a strike. Throw down to second. And they get him. Drew Romo gunning down Guzman. And that's two runners caught stealing by Drew Romo already in the ballgame. Cut once more, this time to end the second, so Del Valle will lead off the third. Still a run, though, for us on a couple of hits, no errors, and nobody left. We go out of the second with the score. The Tri-City Dust won. The Spokane Indians won. Dust Devil Baseball.
A lot of pride in the success of our Tri-City Dust Devils, just like the folks at CO Energy, an independent franchise. Pacific Pride, with quality gasoline, non-ethanol premium, and diesel. Pacific Pride's 24-hour full-rated fueling stations are modern, well-lit, and the frequent fuel access card provides security, control, and itemized billing. No leads, no unauthorized purchases, no guesswork. Just hundreds of convenient Pacific Pride sites throughout this. At Pacific Pride, we fuel the winners, and your company can the team. So get a handle on commercial fueling needs with Pacific Pride. Open your account today at Energy, an independent French Pacific Pride, with offices in Esco, Spokane, Yakima, surrounding areas.
So, date was really fun.
Yeah, thanks.
For sure. Sure. Not really sure why I'm playing with my keys. I literally took an Uber here.
Oh, me too. Can I
wanna
drive around?
Start the night out right. Because you can't drive drunk if you don't drive there. Decide to ride.
This message to you by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Uber. Copyright 2022, Anheuser-St. Louis, Missouri.
Daniel Montano for the Spokane Indians as we start bottom of the second inning. Live from Vista Stadium and the U.S. Cellular Broadcast booth. This is Tri-City Dust of Baseball as the lefty Montano is home of a breaking ball for a strike. 70 miles an hour on the gun there, so Old Toff really bringing it down a bit. Strike. A one tie again as we start the bottom of the switch to Montano. Hit in the air. Outsider fairly deep. Going back as he can't get there. On a hot wall, he picks it up on the warning track, brings it home to Kyren Paris, but it's a leadoff double for Daniel Montano to start off the second inning. So just like that, they got a run in scoring position. As one run on in the first inning and a third hit already in the way. It'll bring up shortstop Julio Carrera. As Carreras lays the bunt, and a good one, Old Toff Fields. He'll take it to first. That's the only out he had available to him. As Montano moves up to third. A sack bunt to put out 1-3. And Martin Jr., the designated hitter, will step on in. Originally listed as the leftler, but he and Montano switching places on the lineup card given to Cactus Jack Hal, the Dust Devils grass for a play at the plate as Martin Jr. looks in a slider for Mike 0-1. As we've seen in the pitch clock era, 18th and following, it's not that weren't precious before, but we've seen teams on both sides be more aggressively in these situations. As next pitch to Martin, oh, with a breaking ball that time. The count even at a ball and a strike. Play around the infield from third to first at of the grass. Old Toff, 1-1. A little low. Just hopping away slightly to the right of Kyle Lewis. No even thought of coming home from Montano. I see the sweeping spills in the valley over the fences here. Of a next pitch, a cut, Old Toff, and it just misses high, says Hector Cuellar. 3-1 to Robbie Martin. Old Toff set. The pitch. Chop foul. Hits it off himself. So Montu was heading down the line. We'll go back to the count full now. Martin Jr. He now designated hitter. Thraceman Ben Sims. It's the nine man waiting on deck for Scott Little's Indians. At the belt, the 3-2. Fouled in the lane. Marlink here, and Old Toff already being made to work Spokane Indian hitters. As he was able to cruise 7 innings in just a little over 8 pitches, I believe it was. The 3-2, swinging to miss, strike 3. Throw third, and it hits Montano. He's going to end up scoring of the throw. As Kyle Lovelace was too on the money with his throw, as they may have well had him picked of third, but Lovelace's bounces, I believe, off the helmet of Montano and around Kyle Kasser into left field. There, no chance for the Dustles to try to scurry back and make a defense case. So Montano scores. Spokane retakes the lead, 2-1 here in the second. Strange play. As Ben Sims looks at a strike 0-1. Soltoff be giving up a couple runs tonight. The 0-1. Must have been high. Looked like it was over the plate. May have been a touch outside, possibly. Count even at a ball and a strike. First of a six-game set. Houston, glad you've joined us from the cellular broadcast booth on this Tuesday evening. The 1-1. Sawed-off ground ball up the first side. He sounded like, anyway, and Sims is now making his way back toward the dugout, as he will need a new bat. Looked like a piece of the bat actually came off in contact. In fact, Hector Cuellar handed him the piece of the bat. So he kind of got that off the seam, and something just chipped. And Sims now, new wooden implement, headed back toward the 10 batter's box here at Avista. I mentioned there's a lot of foul ground on both sides. It's a bit of a long walk to the plate from the Spokane dugout. Kim settling back in. 1-2 the count, two out the pitch. Semi air down the left field side. That will slice out of play. One ball and two strikes. 2-1 Spokane with the lead. They've scored a run in their first two at-bats. Just being played slightly to pull by the two. Go the opposite way by the outfield. Next pitch, a ground ball. Matthews fields at his first base position. Flips it to a covering Olthoff for out number three. But not before Spokane finds another run. They do it on just one hit. There were, well, we'll check and see if we're on there. Either way, the run home and nobody left. Two in Spokane. It's the Spokane Indians two. And the Tri-City Dust Devils win. This is Dust Devil Baseball.
Horn Rapids RV, service and sales. Your family adventure starts.
Horn Rapids RV Service is a growing family-owned and operated dealership located in Richland. Our technicians service all makes and models. If you're looking to purchase an RV or need maintenance or repairs, Horn Rapids RV Service and Sales will exceed your expectations. Go to hornrapidsrv.com to start your family adventure today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 5 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer.
We rent China clubs, tents, barbecues, flatware, lids, floor stating, tables, chairs.
A to Z, ball. No job too big, no job too small.
Jackhammers, stand tours, washers, saws, generators, skid steer, excavators, trailers, tractors, nailers, staplers.
Now in Kennewick, 2901 West Avenue, call 509-570-300 or go to rentav.com.
We rent everything, man. 8 convenient locations at A to Z Rental. We rent a thing.
Francisco Del Valle, first pitch, a little check swing, grounder out short. Julio Carreras, Bears for a quick out at the top of the third inning. These Indians leading the Tri-City Devils by a score of... This is Doug Taylor joining you in the U.S. Cellular broadcast booth. On this Tuesday night, first between the Indians and the Kyle Loveless. Into the rocks, first pitch for Mike Ruff. Fast ball, missing the zone, one ball and no strikes. Loveless, second man in the third. Next swing, a foul at the plate. First strike. 1-1 now, the count to Kyle. Mentioned at the end of this series that the catchers have been rotating. This is Loveless's ninth game, average at 107. The 1-1, it's a little inside. Home plate umpire Hector Cuellar. It's in a strike now to Loveless. Go back to the top, and then Kyle Kasser. Back the 2-1. Fastball in there for a strike, 2-2. 31 down the left field line, 290 down the right field line with a short porch in right. 395 with the double header. The pitch. Loveless ups it foul. The screen. Still two balls and two strikes. There's also a train car out in right center. It's the Coors Light caboose, and it looks like there are a few people out there in it. The 2. Loveless hits one in the air, right field. Coming in, Zach, and he makes the catch. Four out number. 2-1 Spokane, two outs, top of the third inning. And Kasser back up and around. He's sixth in his lead bat. So he's 1-for-1 with Kasser. In that frame as well. Almost caught two stealing so far this evening. His first pitch from Mike Ruff to Kasser outside. Kasser had squared to bunt but pulled back in time. One ball and no strikes. So by the way, Kyle Loveless was charged with an error even though he hit the runner Daniel Montano. As the next pitch, Kyle Kasser, a sharp ground ball to first, fielded by Grant Levine, who beats Kasser to the bag. And it's a 1-2-3. Quick inning for the Dust Devils in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We go to the bottom of the third at the score. The Spokane 2, the Tri-City Dust Devils 1 is Dust Devil Baseball.
Our distribution center in Pasco is hiring. Walk in every Wednesday from 8 till noon. Be interviewed. This Wednesday, the Autos of DC is hiring for all shifts, starting $18.25 per hour, and also hiring Class A CDL drivers, hazmat endorsements, and huge bonus. Full-time positions have benefits, great work culture. Walk in Wednesday from 8 to noon at 3733 Capitol Avenue in Pasco to apply. Your career and your future with AutoZone.
So, this date was really...
Yeah, thanks for dinner.
For sure. For sure. Not really sure why I'm playing my keys. I literally took an Uber here.
Oh, me too.
Well,
can I drive around?
Start the night out right. Because drive drunk if you don't drive there. Decide to ride. This message is Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Copyright 2022, Anheuser-Busch, Missouri.
Uh-oh, Raz.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he started the woots. And now a speech.
I just say that friendship is about heart and brain. With me?
Good thing is, he knows what...
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me right.
Love that guy.
Me too. Know your buzzed warning signs? When it's time to go home. Buzz Drive is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and Ad Council.
Spokane 2-1 as we start the third inning at Avista Stadium. Lights just on us. Eddie Diaz, the man not only in the third, but also in the Indians lineup. Tops one foul, third base side for a strike. Runs three hits, no errors for Spokane. One hits and an error and a costly one for the Devils. And really a tough luck one. The 0-1. Slider in for a strike going two. Nice pitch from Braden Ultoff. It's Kyle Loveless, too accurate on a throw as he picked off Daniel Montano at third base. And the throw popped off the left field, allowing him to score. The 0-2, a slow grounder. Kasser coming across. Fields and Feinheim. And he gets Diaz by about a step for the opening of the bottom of the third. That'll bring up Zach Veen. Veen and out in a strange play first time up. As he thought he had popped the ball off the end of his right foot, and Hector Cuellar, the plate umpire, said, oh, you just grounded it up the first base lane. And Kyle Loveless, playing out, zipped around, grabbed the ball, threw it to first, 3 put out. So he's 0-1 on the night. It's tied at the plate. Veen will hop back. Open stance in the left-handed batter. And where's number 3? Hard not to think of Bryce Harper in the way in which he sets up his swing. Somewhat similar, wearing the same number now. The one pitch for strike 2. So Ultoff had to work a little bit in the first two. Has only given up one earned run today. And Tald again is... Veen out of the box, not back in time. He's out for strike. So Veen in the batter's box, that part of the base of play rules, and he is down on strikes as a result. So we're all learning with the pitch clock era, not only the clock itself, that's pretty forward, but also step in, step out rules. The catcher Drew Romo in. Romo doubled with 2 out in the first to keep things going. He'd come around to score for the first run of the ballgame. 2-1, Spokane the lead for the third. The 1-0. Slider, another one outside. 2 balls and no strike. Now the count to Romo. Next offering. Pop foul into the screen. To the left of home plate. We're high above the screen here at Avis, so... That went about two-thirds away up it, but still our position here. If we get a foul ball, we'll let you know. 2-1, the count from the third side of the rubber. The pitch from Ultoff, a fastball poured in for a strike 2-2. Ultoff, great commander of the zone. Fastball in the upper 80s. Touching 90 sometimes, 2-2. Hit in the air, third base side. That will end up in the grandstand foul. And the crowd, it sounds as though they did not care for the effort to catch the ball in the stands. Easy to be judgmental if the ball's not coming toward you. But it is a baseball tradition. From the wind, Ultoff the 2-2. Just inside. fastball, and the count going full now at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So listed as a strikeout on an automatic strike. So that's new this as for the last at bat. The 3-2. Breaking ball, low inside. And Romo's able to check his swing. So he will get a out walk. I was curious as to how that would be scored. Grant Levine to the plate. Romo aboard. Romo a good lead. A healthy one over there. The cutout is Levine. Big swing and a miss. And if ball for a strike, 0-1. And with 35 stolen bases, so they certainly aggressive on the base paths as well. Romo has two. He's been caught once. He's caught two Dust Devils. On the other side of nine, Romo goes on a delayed steal, throw it in, not in time. Romo in with a slide just in front of the tag of a quickly closing Kyren Paris. Needle steal working effectively. And a walk and stolen base has put a runner in scoring position for the Indians with two out in the third. 2-1 hand the lead, trying to add to it. Oltov sets the 1-1 pitch. Pass ball, a little inside. Two balls and a strike now to Grant Levine. Levine, a single to left center for an RBI. It's time up. Position to do the same thing here. Off a couple of checks, Levine, or the catcher Romo, the 2-1 to miss strike two. As Levine gone after one, he'd like to have the count even to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Oltov set the pitch. Low and outside. Good style. Loveless. But it goes full again at 3 balls and 2 strikes. And this is third inning. This will already be pitch number 4 for Braden Oltov. It's still not too bad, but certainly not the pace he was working Tuesday. He set a check of the runner. Oltov off and force Romo. Again, a breezy night for baseball. Otherwise, sunny and bright. A few clouds past the outfield fences, but blue, the 3-2. Just high, ball 4. Awfully close. But Levine, 2 straight now issued by Braden Oltov. And it's first and second with 2 out here in the bottom of the third. Spokane leading on, and Vladimir Restituyo, the Indian center fielder, into the rocks. Restituyo, 5-10-60. First pitch from this time. A little inside, maybe high as well. 1 ball and no strikes. So an RBI for Restituyo, who, as mentioned earlier, has 11 on the season already. The 1-0. Low and high. 2 balls and no strikes. Oltov threw 82 pitches it was last Tuesday, so certainly not running up against a pitch. He's having to do quite a bit more work than he had to last Tuesday. The 2-0. A 2-chopper, top chopper to Paris. Throws to first. Nice play by Kyren. Getting to that and then quickly getting the throw away to end the in-out 6-3. That ends the Spokane third. No runs, no hit, no errors, and 2 men are left. Through 3 at Avista Stadium in Spokane. It is Spokane Indians 2 and the Tri-City Dust Devils 1. You're listening to Dust Devil Baseball at Dust Devil Space Common on the MILB First Pitch.
Over the past 2 years, women put their annual mammograms on hold. Data tells us about half those scheduled missed their appointment. In addition, 25% put off evaluation of their breast cancer symptoms, resulting in delayed diagnosis and treatment. The result could mean thousands of unnecessary deaths and more difficult breast cancers to treat. Don't skip your mammogram. Call 509-374-4030 today or visit LinnImaging.com.
Dear road rivals, let's talk about extra. Toyota offers tons with ToyotaCare, our no-cost maintenance plan for 2 years or 25,000 miles. No-cost oil changes, no-cost tires, no-cost fluid level adjustments, and that's a whole lot of extra at no cost for Toyota. Ford, Honda, and Nissan extra for maintenance, and that's the kind of it he needs. Try harder. Toyota.
To manufacturer's data as of 3/21/20, there's normal factory scheduled service for 2 years or 20 miles, whichever occurs first. See participating dealer for coverage details.
Please, Spokane Indians 2, the Trinity Dust Devils 1 as we head to the top of the fourth inning at Avista Stadium in Spokane, live from the U.S. Cell broadcast booth. This is Tri-City Dust Devil Baseball. Doug Taylor joining you on this Tuesday night for the first six-game set between the Road Dust Devils and the host Spokane. It'll be Kyren Parris to lead things off for Tri-City, followed by Jordan Adams and Gabe Matthews, 2-3-4, facing Mike Ruff for the second time through. The Harris is lined foul on the first side, bouncing out of the in and back toward the field of play for a strike 0-1. Harris struck out looking on a fast first time up. As Ruff comes home, next offering. Ball in the screen, foul to the right of us here in the Avista press box. Harris down, two. Working quickly, the 0-2. Low and outside. Parris laying off. One to Kyren. Mentioned a man with a good eye. A patient man at the plate. Our second round 2019 Eagles draft pick. The 1-2. Little pop down the first base line. It's caught in the air by Grant Levine for out number one. Slicing little drive. Just a little too much air under it. Levine, he'd make the play for out for one here in the fourth. Up steps Jordan Adams, also struck out looking in the first, in Spokane here in the fourth. First pitch is a slider for a strike, 0-1. Jordan to look, next pitch is a fastball, he has to go away from, high and inside. Count even at a ball and a strike, so the from the southwest is going across the field to left. You think that'd be a touch pull for a right-handed hitter with some pop, such as Adams, as he looks in another ball missing. Two balls and a strike, the count to Jordan Adams. Ruff with a 2-1. That's straight into the screen foul. Two balls and two strikes to Jordan. So far in this one, 2-3 hits, no errors for Spokane. 1-3 hits, one error for Tri-City. Adams crushed up the line, but foul. Pulled it inside the line and... I wondered how it sounded if Adams may have broken his, but he examined the barrel and looks to be good with what he has. The two coming. Fast in there, strike three, and protested the first time, not this. As he is down second time tonight. That is the third strikeout of the evening for Mike Ruff. So top four, 2-1. Tri-City the lead, and Gabe Matthews to the Matthews a double to lead the second. Looks in it for his strike, 0-1. Low 90s against ball for Ruff tonight. 3-0-1. A little low. Up a little home. Looks just behind Jeromo making the pick off the short hop. Can't even add a ball and a strike. Ruff from the line, the 1-1. High and perhaps a touch out. Two balls and a strike now. The count to Gabe Matthews. Continues to pick it up at the plate. The next pitch. Hit hard. Skid off the mound and into center. Another hit for Matthews. And Mike Ruff had to play a little hot foot to get out of that one as Matthews switched it off the front of the mound. And Ruff get out of the way as it rolled into center. So a two-out base runner for Dust Devils. And Stephen Rivas to the dish. Rivas grounded out his first come up. First pitch way high and outside. What count? I don't think that was a pitch out. Because it was excessively wide even for that. Matthew's not a real billing threat. Next pitch to Rivas. Lined foul to the screen below us into home play. Count even to Rivas at 1-1. Rivas with those two home runs we mentioned earlier. Six doubles. He's tied with Matthews, or was anyway, until Matthews doubled earlier today. Rivas again into the screen. One ball and two strikes. So they were tied, Rivas and Matthews, for the doubles lead for the Dust Devils, but Matthews bat in first. Let's see if Rivas can be tied or perhaps do more. As the outfield playing him to go sit way just a bit. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Rivas down on strikes, make it four strikeouts now on the evening for McGruff. No runs for Tri-City in the fourth. Snow airs and a man. We go bottom four with the score. Spokane 2, Tri-City. This is Dust Devil Baseball.
We take a lot of pride in the success of our Tri-City Dust Devils, just like the folks at CO Energy, an independent franchise of Pacific. With quality gasoline, novel premium, and diesel fuel, its 24-hour fully automated fusions are modern, clean, and well-lit. And the frequent fueler's special access provides security, control, and itemized billing. No lost receipts, no unauthorized purchases, no guesswork. Just hundreds of convenient Pacific Pride sites throughout the U.S. At Pacific Pride, we fuel those, and your company can join the team. So get a handle on your social fueling needs with Pacific Pride. Open your account today at CO, an independent franchise Pride, with offices in Pasco, Can, Yakima, and surrounding areas.
We rent China tents, barbecues, flatware, lids for staging, tables, chairs.
A to Z, no job too big, no job too small.
Jackhammers, stand tours, washers, stump cars, generators, skid steer, excavator, goes, trailers, tractors, nailers.
When Kennewick, 2901 West 7, call 509-579-300 or go to rentadaz.com.
We rent everything, man. 8 convenient locations at A to Z Rental. We rent everything.
Daniel Mondo, left fielder tonight for the Spokane Indians, leads off the bottom of the first pitch. Line out to set position, though. Jordan Adams, a couple steps left, makes the catch for first out on the opening pitch of the bottom of the fourth. Live from the Killer Broadcast booth, this is Tri-City Dust Baseball. Can with a 2-1 lead in this opening game of the six-game series here in the Lake City. Here's Harris, right-handed shortstop in. He looks at the ball for his strike, 0-1. Tri-City with four hits far in the night, two of them off the bat of games. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Had him out in front on a quick two strikes as Carreras is looking to have a quick inning. 0-2. Hit in the air to right center, going over in Adams. A high floater, he gets under and just kind of dug into the sun a little bit there. An extra complicates the catch. Four out. So two putouts for Adam to start the fourth. And designated hitter Robbie Martin Jr., a lefty, stepping in. Three left-handed hitting outfielders for Spokane. Mark of them, first pitch to him from Oltoff, just outside. 1-0 count. And Drew Romo in the left tonight, a left-handed hitter as a switch hitter against the righty. Off the next offering, lined out center, going over his Adams to his right. And Jordan Adams makes all three putouts here in the fourth. A busy man, 3-for-3 is Adams. Indians down 1-2-3 in the fourth. No hits, no errors. And left, we're through four here at Avista Stadium. It's the Spokane Indians 2 and the Tri-City Dust Devils 1. This is Dust Baseball. And Dust Devils Mason coming on the MILB First Pitch app.
Horn Rapids RV Service and Sales. Family adventure style.
Horn Rapids RV Service Sales is a growing family-owned and dealership located in Richland. Certified technicians service all models. If you're looking to purchase an RV or need maintenance or repairs, Horn RV Service and Sales will exceed expectations. Go to hornrapidsrv.com to start your family adventure today.
Oh, I should save all my money.
Yep, go under that mattress.
Okay, big purchases then.
But you should 20% down on a house as soon as you can.
Hold on, you literally said I...
Yeah, I know what I said.
Out of questionable money advice out for financial knowledge that can help you reach years of success, come to Giesa Credit Union. You can walk through everything you need to feel confident about your finances. There's a healthier approach to money. Find it at Giesa Union. Giesa is an equal opportunity lender.
Over the past 2 years, many women put their annual mammograms on hold. Data tells us about half those scheduled missed their appointments. In addition, 25 put off evaluation of their breast cancer symptoms, resulting in delayed diagnosis treatment. The result could mean thousands of unnecessary deaths and difficult breast cancers to treat. Don't skip your mammogram. Call 509-374-3030 today or visit ins.com.
Moneybody leading things off for the Tri-City Dust Devils. We start the top of the fifth inning at Avista Spokane. This is Tri-City Dust Devils baseball. Live from the cellular broadcast booth as Moneybody fouls one into the screen. For a strike 0-1, Tri-City with a run in the second. Spokane with runs in first and the second. Zeros sit on both sides. Mike Ruff in his fifth inning of work. The 0-1. Peabody lined in into the screen foul. Just about in the same place he did the first time. Peabody down, two strikes. Mike, a sacrifice fly, the lone run of an inning of the game off his bat. Back in inning, the 0-2 upper. Up the first baseline. A flip to Ruff. Display at first, but Ruff able to beat Peabody to the bag for the first out of the fifth. 3-1 the putout. And Jose Guzman for the Dust Devils. Mentioned Guzman really in a slump at the plate, but has snapped the last couple games, including tonight. 1-for-1 with first pitch to him in the air. Out to left, can of corn, pushed and held up by the wind. And the catch made. The left fielder, Daniel Mondo, for out number two. So that one really did get a little air and went shoving it, but it seemed like it sailed too. In Francisco Del Valle, 2-1 Spokane, two outs, top five. And Del Valle on the first pitch, light right field for a base hit. Turns on it. And Del Valle, a hit to keep the inning going. Fifth hit of the night for the Devils, and Kyle Loveless up. He flipped right his first time. On here, but still not going to take a bit here. In fact, there are slivers of sunlight making it through the bandstand as Love looks in a fastball, just missing perhaps one ball and no strikes. Montano, the Spokane left field, the lone bit of sunshine, its way to the field, the 1-0. That one's in there, says home plate umpire Hector Cuellar. Count even at 1-0. Del Valle has one stolen base this year. It's not been caught, but Drew Romo has gunned down Devils on the base paths. The 1-1. Fastball in there for strike two. So Loveless needing to battle here. Two strikes. It'll come back to Kyle Kasich with the order. He waits on deck. Chance here in the fifth. Set the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Looked like a changeup there. And he is down on strike. It's Loveless. Five strikeouts now for the evening for Rupp. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a man left. We're halfway through here at Avista Stadium. The score, the Spokane Indians 2, the Tri-City Dust Devils. You're listening to Dust Devil Baseball.
Dear road rivals, let's talk about Toyota offers tons of extra with ToyCare, our no-cost maintenance plan good for 2 or 25,000 miles. No-cost oil changes, no-cost tire rotations, no-cost fluid level adjustments, and that's a whole lot of extra at no quota. Ford, Honda, and Nissan Altra for maintenance. And that's the kind of extra no needs. Try harder. Toyota.
Based on manufacturer's data as of 3/21/22, covers normal factory scheduled service for 2 years or 25,000 miles, whichever occurs first. Same dealer for coverage details.
The National Baseball Museum is a place with thousands of stories to be told. It's a place to relive baseball's greatest moments and share them with future generations. It's a place to experience the game and how it has shaped our history. Cooperstown is a destination with something for the entire family. Our stories to tell, memories to share. Play a trip to the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown at baseballhall.org.
The Hampton Inn Suites Pasco Tri-Cities provides a home away from home retreat while you stay in Washington. Wake up to a breakfast after a restful sleep on a clean and fresh bed. Plan your next adventure using the free Wi-Fi in your room or throughout the hotel and unwind in their indoor saltwater pool and tub. They're close to the track center for meetings and sporting events. Visit Geese Estate at the Tri-City Dust Devils for reservation 509-792-1660 or stop by 6827 Boulevard in Pasco.
Sims leads things off for an Indians here in the bottom of the fifth inning. First pitch to him. Hit high in the air. The wind shoving it back over. Jordan Adams underneath it, and he made a catch for the first out of the bottom of. That's four strikeouts now for Jordan Adams. as he made all three but the fourth. Been a busy evening for Adams, up to the challenge. Back to the top of the order, and Eddie D. Spokane in their home white and red with blue trim and also the number in the front blue. The first pitch, like a cutter, just missing the zone. One ball, no strikes. The breeze still fresh, west across the field from right to left. The 1-0. That a slider in for a strike. Diaz so far tonight 0 for 2. He's grounded out twice, left side of the infield. Once to Harris and once to Kyle Kasser. On the ground to Kyron Fairfields. Throws across to first in time for the out of the inning. So, third time Diaz has grounded out. Twice now to Paris, agree the put out. And it's off after half work in the first three innings pitch-wise as kind of settled down. So this pitch count, still no act Dust Devil bullpen. And Jack Veen to the plate, first pitch to Veen. Slider a little low, all in no strikes. Boltoff now at one pitches. He was right around through three, so two innings. He's been effective. The 1-0 is in there for a strike at the top of the zone at half of it as well. One ball and one strike. Veen is 0 for 2. He has count, and the last time he was up, he struck out automatically as he stepped out of the box when he was not allowed to. The 1-1 is fouled by Veen off of his back, but he's fine. But one ball and two strikes the count, and his opening at that looked like he had ground off his foot, or he thought he did. Dr. Quare, the home plate umpire, watching the whole thing, said, no, you just topped it at the line. And Kyle Loveless threw it to first. Veen back in after calling time. Oltoff looking over the webbing of his 1-2 pitch. Low and out. Two ball strikes. That looked like a changeup tailing a lefty Veen. Spokane had their two runs and their three hits in the first two innings. The 2-2. Top foul. Spokane dug out on the first base side. Still two balls and two strikes. Other than walks, obviously important, years on in the third. Oltoff is now retired six straight, trying to make it seven in the person of Veen. From the first base rubber, the 2-2. Veen in the air to left center. Going over is Jordan Adams, who is warm and loosened up by all the running he's done the last two innings. He banks the catch. Four out number three, and another 1-2-3 inning for Brayden Oltoff. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody else. We're through five here in Spokane. It's the Indians 2, Devils 1. This is Tri-City Dust Bowl Baseball.
AutoZone's Dist Center in Pasco is hiring. Walk Wednesday from 8 till noon to be interviewed. This Wednesday, the AutoZone DC hiring for all shifts starting at $18.25 per hour and also hiring Class A CDL drivers with hazmat endorsements and huge bonus money. Positions have benefits and a great work code. Walk in Wednesday from 8 to noon at 3033 Capitol Avenue in Pasco. Fly. Drive your career and your future with AutoZone.
Oh, I should save all my money.
Yep. Room under that mattress.
Okay, no big purchases then.
But you should 20% down on a house as soon as you can.
Hold on. You literally just
said... Yeah, I know what I said.
There's a lot of suitable money advice out there. For fine knowledge that can help you reach your version of success, come to Giesa Credit Union. We can walk through everything you need to feel confident about your finances. There's a healthier approach. Find it at Giesa Credit Union. Giesa is an equal opportunity lender.
To the top of the sixth inning we go at Avista Stadium in Spokane. The score of the Spokane Indians 2 and the Tri-City Dust Devils 1. Live U.S. Cellular broadcast booth. This is Doug joining you for Tri-City Devils baseball. Kyle Kasser lead off. It's the top of the order here in the sixth. It's Mike Ruff who's on the distance so far. Both starters have, in fact. Two runs, no errors for Spokane. One run, five hits, one for Tri-City. Kasser looks in a fastball a little inside that time. One ball and no strikes to Kasser. One for two. Singled to lead off the first. Crowded out his last time up. Next offering, fastball. And coming back across the outer half for a strike one. Next offering, Kasser. A three-hopper out to Diaz. He takes his time and then fires A strike across Grant Levine. First out of the sixth. 4-3 the putout. Stepping in comes Kyron Paris. Paris 0-2. He has struck a line down. A little soft pop to Grant Levine's line. His last time up. Trying to find his way up first time. Being played straight away. First pitch from Ruff to Paris this time around. Playing with a fastball 1-0. As Ruff and Olthoff have been strong. Paris lines one out to right. Going to Zach Veen. He initially went a little in, then had to readjust. But Veen makes for out number two. Paris hit that well. It is the second out of the inning. So he's trying to work the A as Paris. And that one struck well, but it's now at 70 pitches on the inning. Jordan Adams to the plate. A bunt. Pitch finds the zone anyway. Fastball, 0-1 to Jordan. Jordan 0-2, he has struck out both times. So change that up here, certainly bunt anyway, the 0-1. Harris hits a slow grounder and the glove off of Ruff, but he's still able to grab the ball and flip and in time for out number three. Not an interesting looking play as Ruff just will take his glove and back to the dugout, a very quick 2-3 inning. First running in the sixth. No runs, no hits. Everybody left. To the bottom of this we go. Here in Spokane. Spokane 2, Tri-City 1. West Devil Baseball.
They say consistency to success. It's wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently refreshing and consistently light? You might find that the road to success can be pretty good. Michelob Ultra. Perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and be 2.6 carbs and 95. It's only worth it if you enjoy. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We take a lot of pride in some of our Tri-City Dust Devils, just like folks at CO Energy, an indie franchise of Pacific Pride. With gasoline non-ethanol premium, Pacific Pride's 24-hour automated fueling stations are modern and well-lit. And the frequent special access card provides security, control, and itemized billing. Lost receipts, no unauthorized uses, no guesswork. Just convenient Pacific Pride sites throughout the U.S. At Pacific Pride, we fuel the winners, and your cup can join the team. So get a handle on your commercial fueling needs with Pacific Pride. Open your account today at CO Energy, an indie franchise of Pacific Pride. Offices in Pasco, Spokane, Yakima, and surrounding areas.
Romo, the Spokane catcher, to lead bottom of the sixth inning. With the score, the Spokane Indians to Tri-City Dust Devils 1, live from U.S. Cellular Broadcast Booth in Spokane. This is Tri-City Dust Devil Baseball. This break, Olthoff comes home with a slider for strike 0-1. Romo tonight, a double and a walk, came around to score the Spokane run of the evening. The next offering, another slider, and a miss from Romo that time. And he's quickly down to strikes. Romo from Texas, suburb of Houston, if memory serves. He went straight from high school to the minors. The next offering, a little inside, one ball and two strikes. He was the compensatory eight-round pick. The 1-2 in there, strike three. Another slider, that time the inside quarter, and Braden Olthoff on the roll now. First time he's been retired tonight on a slider. And that was, she wrote, out number one here in the sixth. Olthoff, as I mentioned, had gone 50 pitches through the first three innings, and he's really pared that back in the last two and a third now. Still getting going in the Dust Devil bullpen. The Rhiney getting warm. It was Olthoff and Costu who shut out Eugene last Tuesday. The 1-0 on a couple of hot picks by Kyle Kasser. Fields it across, retiring Grant Levine for out number two. And really, both starters starting to move one quickly here. Two outs, bottom of the sixth. On a beautiful night for baseball, the breezy one here in Spokane. 2-1, the Indy with the lead. Vladimir Restituyo, who's 0-2. First to him. Big cut. Sending it back to the screen for his 2-1. Resto left nothing in the effort of that swing as Hector Cuellar came out from behind. Not really sure why. Maybe just watching to see what's picked up. Oltoff now a fresh sphere. That's swing and a miss. Was a breaking ball. That'll just out. As Cuellar inspects it. But Oltoff quickly up two strikes. So he has really moved right along in these three innings. Two. Restituyo down the left field line. It's foul. Heading toward the bullpen. Splitting the distance between Costu on the mound and the bullpen catcher. Can't tell if that's Stratton Pinares or Christian Molfetta catching. Might be Molfetta doing the honors this evening. Slow and two. The Castillo from the one. The pitch from Oltoff. Fastball just misses. Maybe high. Varys. The Dust Devils, decent amount of them, were up or two toward the dugout. Not just a suggestion. That might have been strike three. It was close. The 1-2. Restituyo off the end of the bat, foul the first baseline. Just into the foul territory grass. Still one ball and two strikes. Decent crowd tonight here in Spokane on day. Enjoying a good and ball game. As Oltoff in, here comes the 1-2 again. A miss, strike three. As Restituyo almost lost his first walk to the dugout, and Loveless with the tag for out number three. As both Loveless and Restituyo lost their balance there, Restituyo swinging and missing for the third out. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We go to the seventh inning here at Avista Stadium with the score of the Spokane Indians 2, Tri-City Dust Devils 1. This is Dust Devil Baseball.
The Hampton Inn Suites Pasco Tri-City Hotel provides a home away from home retreat while you stay in Washington. Wake up to a free hot breakfast after a restful sleep on a clean, fresh Hampton bed. Plan your next adventure with free Wi-Fi in your room or throughout the hotel and unwind in their indoor saltwater pool and hot tub. They're close to the track center, meetings, concert, and sporting events. Visit Gisa Stadium to watch the Tri-City Devils. For reservations, call 509-792-1660 or stop by 6826 Burden Bull, Pasco.
Rapids RV Service and Sales is a growing family-owned and operated dealership located in Richland. Our certified technicians service all makes models. If you're looking to purchase an RV or need maintenance or repairs, Horn Rapids RV Service and Sales will exceed your patience. Go to hornrapidsrv.com to start your family adventure today.
Everybody knows you shouldn't retire until 65.
Buying a house? 20% down or nothing, bud.
It's easy. Put your money into savings and never touch it.
There's a lot of questionable money advice there. For financial knowledge that can help you reach your version of success, it's a credit union. We can walk you through everything you need to feel confident about this. There's a healthier approach to money at GISA Credit Union. GISA is an equal opportunity lender.
To the top of the seventh inning here at Avista Stadium. 2-1 Spokane. The score is Gates' first pitch swinging. Hits one high on the left field line, but it'll stay in the yard. Warning track. The catch made by Daniel Montano, the can left fielder for out number one. This is Tri-City Dust Bowl live from the U.S. Cellular Broadcast. Doug Taylor joining you on this Tuesday night. Spokane with runs in the first and the Tri-City a run in the second. Throws across since. Here's Rivas. Big swing and a miss. It's Mike Ruff still going strong for the Spokane Indians. In fact, action down in the Spokane bullpen. So Ruff has this one for a while still, the 0-1. Misses high and a touch outside. Count even at a ball strike. Rivas looks in, the former Long Beach State Dirtbag and Houston Cougar. The 1-1, big swing and a miss, strike two. Again, get you that scoreboard, but Ruff working very quickly. In fact, he's to the mound after an inning ends immediately, the 1-2. Swing and a breaking ball, strike three. So Rivas down on strike for the second time tonight. And down for the Dust Devils here in the seventh. And this one has picked up. Here's Mike Peabody. We weren't going slow before, but we're in the top of the seventh inning, and we're an hour and 1 minute into this ballgame. 2-1, Spokane the score. Peabody looks in, has ball a little high, 1-0 the count. Mike so far this evening, 0-for-1. He has a sacrifice, which brought in the only Dust Devil run of the game so far. The 1-0 foul into the screen. 1-1 now to Mike. As Mike Ruff has thrown 9 pitches. Pitch number 80 coming up. 1. It's a little outside. Then a strike the count. So again, with no whatsoever in the Spokane bullpen, it looks as Mike Ruff has his full allot pitches this evening. The 2-1. Outside ball 3. Peabody looking to be a base would represent the tying run here in the top of the 7th. 3-1. It's high ball 4. So a 2-out walk to Mike Peabody. That is the first base runner. It's the 5th for Tri-City. See if things maybe start going a little more in the Indians bullpen. It looks like some folks are starting to get loose a bit. Nobody throwing yet, though. Here's Jose Guzman, first pitch. Pop foul on the third base, 0-1. As another gust of wind comes into the booth here. Guzman is 1-for-2. He's floated single to center. The 0-1 slider in for a strike, 0-2. Johnny is a strong base stealer. He's taken 4 this year, been cut twice. Drew Romo has caught 2 base runners, the 0-2. Swing, miss, strike 3. So another strikeout for Mike Ruff. Make it 7 now on the evening, and he is through 7 innings. Strong work for the Spokane Indians. No runs, no hits, no errors, and a man left. It's time to stretch here in Spokane. It's the Indians 2, Tri-City Dust Devils 1, and you're listening to Dust Devil Baseball.
So, this date was really fun.
Yeah, thanks for dinner.
For sure. For sure. Not really sure why I'm playing with the keys. I literally took an Uber.
Oh, me too. Can
wanna
I ride around?
Start the night out right. Because you can't drive drunk if you don't drive there. Decide Ride. This message is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and Uber. Copyright 2022, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey fans, the CG Public House in Kettering with a traditional breakfast, lunch, and dinner served in a relaxed, contemporary setting. Give them a call at 509-783-0128 to order your meal to go or visit 9221 West Clearwater Avenue in Kennewick to enjoy your hot meal in-house. Again, call 509-783-0128 to place an order. Visit them at 9221 West Avenue, Kennewick.
Dear rivals, let's talk about extra. Toyota offers tons of extra with Toyota Care. Cost maintenance plan good for 2 years or 25 miles. No cost oil changes, cost tire rotations, no cost fluid adjustments, and more. That's a whole lot of extra at no cost from Toyota. Ford, Honda, and Nissan all charge extra for minutes. And that's the kind of extra nobody needs. Try harder. Toyota.
Based on manufacturer's data as of 3/21/2020, or factory scheduled service for 2 years or 25, whichever occurs first. See participating dealer for details.
Rain and off's night done for the Dust Devils. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning at Avista Stadium in Spokane. It's Spokane Indians 2, the Tri-City Dust Devils. And Ryan Costew, the man bound for Tri-City Costew, stepping in. The seventh round 2021 draft of the Angels from Walnut Creek, California in the Bay Area. Costew's in the year 1-0. The record of 1.42. This is Prince of the Year. He's been really good for the Dust Devils. Trying to keep that in tonight with Daniel Montani, left fielder, to lead things off. First pitch from Costew. A fastball just missing. 1 ball and strikes. Brandon Oltop's innings. 2 runs on 3 hits. Only those runs earned. Walk 2, struck out 4. 78 pitches. 53 of them strikes. That's the final. The 1-0 in the air. On to left. Going back is Rivas. Couple of turns just shy of the warning track. He makes the catch for the first out of the bottom of the 7th. Have seen the lefties prevailing wind tonight here. Or shouldn't say prevailing, but the wind here tonight. Start to try to go the opposite way to see if the wind can't shove one out the left field fence. That one, a little bit of assistance, but stayed in the yard. Julio Carreras, the Indians stop, stepping up. They're in their home white mat with blue trim. Red numbers on the back anyway. Number is blue on the front as Carreras off the screen fell. Oh, and an action now getting going in the Spokane bullpen. I believe that's Langert, the righty throwing. The 0-1 is a breaking ball, missing a line, perhaps a touch in as well. One ball and one strike the count. Luke Taggart's to be the man throwing for Spokane. The one is grounded foul on the third base side. It's due up a ball and two strikes. One out, bottom of the seventh inning. 2-1, Spokane the lead. All the scoring in the first two innings, with a run in each of the first two innings. Tri-City scoring in the second. The 1-2 to miss, strike three. Costu elevating fastball. Carreras unable to get there. Down on strikes. And it's two outs for Spokane here in the seventh. And up steps E. Martin Jr. 2-2. He struck out and lined out. It's Jordan Adams reading the card and adjusting himself. Very busy in the middle of this ball game. What's the first pitch? It looked like a cutter that just missed. 1-0. In fact, Adams made four straight putouts and five of six in the fourth and fifth. The one fastball in for a strike one. Battle of two strong starters, and both have really delivered for their respective club. Quality start from Olta. Mike Ruff, perhaps just a touch for the 1-1. Just made from Costu. Two balls and a strike for Robbie Martin. As Taggart, field line, looks to be warm for Spokane, what the decision is, the 2-1. Martin in the air to left, hit pretty well, but going back at 3 miles, just shy of the track. He raises up on a leg to make the catch, and Ryan Costu, a quick 7th, keeping up the pace of Braden Olsoff from the first 6. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Like I've said that a lot on both sides of late. We go to the 8th with the score, the Spokane Indians 2, the Tri-City Dust Devils 1. This is Tri-City Dust Devil Baseball at DustDevilsBaseball.com and on the MLB First Pitch.
Grand China glassware's tents, barbecues, flatware linen stands for staging tables, chairs.
A to Z rental, job too big, no job too small.
Cameras, tampers, washers, stump grinders, saws, generators, skid steer, excavator, digo, trailers, tractors, nailers.
Stickers. Now in Kennewick, 2901 2nd Avenue, call 509-579-0300 or TheRentA2Z.com.
We rent everything, man. 8 convenient locations at 80 Rental. We rent everything.
AutoZone's distributor in Pasco is hiring. Walk in Wednesday from 8 till noon to be interviewed. Today, the AutoZone DC is hiring full shifts starting at $18.25 per hour and also hiring Class A CDL drivers with hazmat endorsement and huge bonus money. Full-time position fits in a great work culture. Walk in Wednesday from 8 to noon at 3073 Capitol Avenue in Pasco to buy. Drive your career and your future AutoZone.
The Hampton Inn Suites Pasco Tri-Cities Hotel provides a away-from-home retreat while you stay and watch. Wake up to a free hot breakfast after sleep on a clean and fresh Hampton bed. Plan entry using the free Wi-Fi in your room or throughout the hotel and unwind in their inn water pool and hot tub. They're close to the track center for meetings, concert, and sport events. Peace the stadium to watch the Tri-City Dust Devils. Reservations call 509-79-1660 or stop by 626 Burden Boulevard in Pasco.
Mike Ruff still on for the Spokane Indians as he fireball past Francisco Del Valle to top of the eighth inning. The Spokane Indians leading the Tri-City Bulls 2-1 as the 0-1 from Ruff missed a little low. County and a strike. It's been really great for the Indians. Braden Olsoff, very good for Dust Devils. The 1-1 line right field by Del Valle for a base hit, his second of the night. As he had singled to right his last at bat, Del Valle now 2-for-3 on the evening. And once more, the potential tie Dust Devils. Luke Taggart continues to throw in the Spokane bullpen. Down the right field line, Kyleless into the right hand of us. Rough from the stretch for the time in a minute. Loveless square to bunt. The pitch finds the zone for his 0-1. Ruff now about to throw pitch number 90 on the evening. So his days here tonight. The First pitch or next pitch is bunted by Lovelace. And it was caught. Now the question is whether or not Lovelace is in fact out. That may have gone off of his bat and off of his helmet. I think it did. Let's see. Is Lovelace okay? Is he out even is the question. Is Lovelace is standing outside the here and home plate umpire Hector Cuellar now down. It was a pop-up, but I think it might have glanced off the bat and off of his helmet, which would make it a foul. As Lovelace on two feet, he's talking to the Angel trainer, and forgive me, Dylan Cole has the week off, so different men here this week from the Angels organization. The parent club, the LA Angels, tonight, falling to the Boston Red Sox by a score of 4-0. I promised a Northwest League scoreboard, though. I should probably get to that. In the bottom of the fourth, Everett and Vancouver, 0-0. That up at Scotiabank Nat Bailey Stadium. The other game that was to be doing the math on that, Hillsboro and Eugene. And that there's nothing on the board would tell me that they were probably out this evening. Did not receive any correspondence, but that sure seems like it was the case. So Lovelace is in fact out as he bunted it. His helmet. So ball. The 0-2 for is a fastball missing inside one, and it had a strange sound to it. That's why I suspected that Lovelace may have fouled it off self, and he was standing in the batter's box, so that would make that a foul ball. It was a play though, and thankfully he's okay. The one low, two balls and two strikes. The count. As Tanger certainly warm now in the Spokane bullpen. Mikey's now throwing to as opposed to get warm. Is this Mike Ruff's last batter, the 2-2? Slider outside, three balls and two strikes. Huh? So it's coming back around to the order for the Dust Devils here. Opportunity for them to not only strike the tying run, but the go-ahead run here in the last couple of innings. On the corner, strike three. Lovelace was getting ready to take his, but he is down on strikes for the first out of the eighth. So one on here in the eighth, 2-1 Spokane lead, and Kyle Kasser to the plate. Kasser is one for singled to lead off the ballgame, not stealing in the first. The normally aggressive Dust Devils offense have become a bit more conservative since Romo retired those two on ice paths. They've not tried to steal since. I wonder if a hit and run might come here from Cactus Jack Cal, Peabody, or Del Valle, you're diving back safely. Some similar physical profiles, but that's Devin Valle out there, of course, with his second hit of the ball. Man, with decent speed there to the cut. The pitch to Kasser, line center. Going over is the center fielder. He can't make the catch. He will move up to second as the throw comes quickly as Restituyo was sliding over to his right, but just couldn't get there. Kasser slashes a single, 2-1 out for the Dust Devils in the eighth. A single to center for Kasser. And looks like spills out to the mound, and I believe that's going to be all for Mike Ruff. Really fine for the righty from Orlando, Florida, but he will call it a night here. Trust his friend from the bullpen to triple it down for him. We'll take a break with the pitching change. Two on for the Dust Devils at first and second with one out in the top eighth. The score Spokane 2, Tri-City 1. We're back shortly here at DevilsBaseball.com and on the MX Pitch app.
Oh, save all my money.
Yep, make room for that mattress.
Okay, no purchases then.
But you should percent down on a house as soon as you can.
You literally just said...
I know what I said.
There's a lot of questionable money advice out there. For college that can help you reach your version of success, come to Gesa Credit Union. We can walk everything you need to feel confident about your future. There's a healthier approach to money at Gesa Credit Union. Gesa Opportunity Lender.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and a phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By taking digital pictures of his family's implements, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
So,
This date was really fun.
Yeah, thanks for dinner.
For sure. For sure. Not really sure why I'm playing keys. I literally took an Uber here.
Oh, me too. Can I drive around?
Start the night out, because you can't drive drunk if you drive there. Decide to ride. This message is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch, Hands Drunk Driving, and Uber. Copyright 22, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Luke Taggart on in relief of Mike Ruff here with one out in the 28th inning. The Spokane Indians leading the Tri-City Dust Devils 2-1. This is Tri-City Dust Devil from the U.S. Cellular Broadcast Booth. Luke Taggart, the new pitcher for the Spokane Indians. Big, tall, righty. First pitch is a slider low and outside. One ball and strikes. Taggart, mentioned he's big, 6'3", 230. College ball at Oklahoma, originally from Corpus Christi, Texas. The Hooks of the Texas League. So far on the season, Tags appearances 1-0 with an ERA of nothing. Hitters have 0-83 against him in 11 and a things. The next pick, swing foul up the first baseline by Paris. The count evening at a ball and a strike. So Taggart has been. In fact, he has two saves. And Scott Little has clearly brought him in to pitch this game. The 1-1, a fastball at the top of the zone for 1-2. Paris so far tonight is 0-3. He hit out twice and struck out once. Francisco Del Valle at second. Kyle Kasser at first. The potential tying and go-ahead runs aboard. Paris, slow grounder, going foul on the third base side. Just off the end of the bat. The count remains 1-2. Real good ball game here, game one of this series, and planning on having baseball for you all week in the Lilac City. Six games extending to Sunday. Taggart set at the belt, the 1-2. Lobbed by Paris, first base side, in fact, over the roof and out toward the parking lot. Still well in, two strikes to Kyron Paris, with Jordan Adams behind him and Gaines in the hole. So it's a big opportunity for the Dusties. Can feel the double play depth. Third set, the 1-2. In there, strike three. Chris trying to check his swing, but ends up taking the fastball. Fourth and out of the inning. So text the K. And it'll be up to Jordan Adams here. With two out in the top of the eighth inning. Adams so far tonight is 0-3, struck out, grounded out back to the pitcher. But Adams has had a couple of game-winning here. First pitch to him. Swing and a miss. Almost a reluctant swing from Adams. Scoop out a slider. 0-1. Tie on Francisco Del Valle with a lead. Kyle Kasser a lead from first. That's another off-speed pitch. Adams down. No balls and two strike. The crowd getting into it here now. Hope he can get strike three and bail out Mike Ruff. Two. That's inside. One ball and two strikes. So Adams moved his hands away. Back in the right-handed box is Adams. Taking on the righty Taggart. The two. Make 1-2. It bounces out of the glove of Drew Romo. And it is ball two. So now it's two ball strikes. Del Valle thought briefly of maybe trying to grab third, but thought better of it. No sense in being the third ass paths in this situation. 2-2, the pitch. In there, strike three, slider. Tag freezes Adams, and that ends the eighth inning. The Dust Devils are turned away. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two are left. Go to the bottom of the eighth. Here in Avista, it's the Spokane Indians 2, the Tri-City Dust Devils 1. You're listening to Devil Baseball.
We take a lot of pride in the success of our city Dust Devils, just like the folks at CG, an independent franchise of Civic Pride. With quality gas on ethanol premium and diesel fuel, Civic Pride's 24-hour fully hot fueling stations are modern, clean, well-lit, and the frequent fuel special access card provides security, control, and itemized billing. Receipts, no unauthorized purchase, no guesswork.
just hundreds of Pacific Pride sites throughout the U.S. At Pacific Pride, we fuel the winners, and your company can join the team. So get a handle on your commercial fueling needs with Pacific Pride. Open your account today at COG, independent franchise Pacific Pride, with offices in Chico, Spokane, Yakima, surrounding areas.
Rapids RV Service and Sales, growing family-owned and operated dealership located in Richland. Our certified technicians service all makes and models. If you're looking to purchase an RV or need maintenance or repairs, Horn Rapids RV Service and Sales will exceed your expectations. Go to hornrapidsrv.com. Start your family adventure today.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning at Vista Stadium in Spokane. The door, the Spokane Indians 2. The Tri-City Dust Devils 1. This is joining you from the U.S. Cellular broadcast for Dust Devil Baseball. Ben Sams leading things off. The nine man and third baseman for the Indians. Costio in his second inning of relief. He gets a fastball by for a strike, 0-1. So it'll be Sams followed by Eddie Diaz and Zach V, 9-2. For Spokane in the eighth, Tri-City with 2-0. On first and second in the eighth, not get either runner home. The next pitch is to short. Paris has it across time for the first out of the eighth. It's really defenses save Tri-City last and ground to a halt a bit here. On a windy Spokane. Eddie Diaz 0 for 3. He's grounded next to Kyron Paris and once to Kyle. Everything pulled to the left side of the infield. 2-1 smoke, bottom eight, first pitch, big cut, missed. Costiu getting by, 0-1. Costiu had two scoreless innings, in fact, two perfect innings his last time out, closing out that 1-0 win over last Tuesday, the 2-1. That's the score, I beg your pardon, the 0-1, swing and a miss, strike two. So Costiu working well ahead. Diaz being played straight away. Costiu set, the 0-2. Fouled over the screen to our right here at Avista Stadium. You can see high atop the end here, the train rolling through Spokane Valley, regulars in these parts. Two. Fastball high, 91 miles an hour cost you. One, two strikes. No action in the hand bullpen as expected, so this is Taggart's game to try and finish in the ninth. The 1-2. Diaz is going to try the right side. That Jose Guzman throw over to first in time. And Diaz grounds out for the fourth time this evening. Two outs. That time, 40. So a little variety. Diaz retired four times. Here's Zach Veen. Veen out once, grounded out, and line out. He's found more variety while still being 0 for 3. First pitch. Maybe just actually outside that time. Hector Cuellar will sometimes with his arm into pitch was. And that time he swung at a little to say it had just missed. 1-0 the count. Next pitch. That misses. Two balls and no strikes. Not far from his first one. In Tri-City, it'll be their 4-5 and 6. Gabe Matthews, Stephen Rivas, Mike Peabody scheduled. The 2-0. Same place, same result. Three balls and no strikes. Not a team. Mentioned Veen, a lefty who seems to himself after Bryce Harper at the plate. Kind of a low squatting stance, the 3-0. High ball four. Two out walk to Veen. Puts a base runner on here in the eighth. That is the first base runner for the Spokane Indians since the third inning. Probably should have been on that. That was teen in a row, retired by a combination of Oltoff and Costiu. Now Veen aboard. He goes. First pitch in for a strike, thrown down to second, not in time. Veen keeps his hands on the base. The tag by Paris, but he has the base stolen. So a runner scoring position for the Indians, looking for a big insurance run here in the bottom of the eighth. 2-1, Spokane in the lead, bottom eight. Veen at second with a lead, siding things up. 0-1. Slider in strike two. called. I don't know if that was what's supposed to throw. As Kyle Loveless, actually, I believe we've had a switch. As Loveless had that in at the plate in the last inning. And that is Stratton Padera behind home plate. So, Paris in. Not get official notice, but that's definitely him behind the plate. The 0-2. Fastball high. Did he go? The check out to Sean Sparling, who says no. And two strikes. So, Pedaris is on catch for Loveless here in the eighth. Hopefully, Kyle all right. Cautionary. The 1-2. Swing of it. Strike three. Spokane done in eighth despite the two-out walk and Stolas. They are turned away. We go to the top of the ninth. Last chance for the Dust Devils. It stands the score. Spokane 2, Tri-City 1. It's Dust Devil Baseball. Really, it is, I promise.
Rivals. Let's talk about extra. Toyota offers tons of extra with Toyota Care. No cost maintenance plan good for 2 years or 25,000 miles. No cost oil changes. No cost tire rotations. No cost fluid level adjustments and more. That whole lot of extra at no cost from Toyota. Ford, Honda, and Nissan all extra for maintenance. And that's the kind of extra it needs. Try harder. Toyota.
Based on manufacturer's data as of 3/21/20 covers normal factory scheduled service for 2 years or 5,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See participant for coverage details.
We rent a Clarksworth tents, barbecues, flatters, and stands for staging tables.
A to Z rental, no job too big, too small.
Jackhammers, jammers, switches, stump grinder saws, generator, skidder, excavator, dingoes, trailers, tractors, nailers, staplers.
Now in Kennewick, 901 West 2nd Avenue, call 509-579-0300 or go to rentA2Z.com.
We rent everything. 8 convenient locations. At A to Z rental, we rent everything.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about beer that's consistently smooth, refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 to 95 calories. It's only if you enjoy it. Drink responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light, St. Louis, Missouri.
Gabe Matthews to lead the top of the ninth inning for the Tri-City Dust Devils. Spokane Indians 2-1. As Matthews swings into the slider out of the hand of Luke Tech for a strike. 0-1 to him. Matthews has had a good night at the pole. He's 2-for-3, single and a double. As Matthews King strike two. He finds himself behind, trying to start things off here in the ninth. The pitch outside with a fastball. Matthews holding off there. Matthews followed by Steven Reva, Mike Meebody. 1-2. Check swing. Did he go? Nope. Base umpire Sean Sparling. It was awfully close. Matthews stays alive. Two ball strikes. Tag on in relief of Mike Ruff in the eighth. Eighth, I should say. The 2-2's outside. Three balls and two strikes. Ruff now can win this one or get a no decision. He can't out game. That's the tying and go-ahead. We're aboard in the eighth, but the Dust Devils couldn't get home. The 3-2. Matthews hits it high and deep to left, and it's going to go off the wall. Montano had a long read of it. Matthews a long read and run around first, and he'll hustle back with a single. Long single, court hopping the left fence, and it looked like it crossed up Montano a little bit. It looked initially as though he had a read on it to make the catch, and it ended up behind him bouncing off the wall. So an interesting look there, and it worked for the Dust Devils as it's their third. Or the third hit of the night, I beg your pardon, Matthews, and he's the tying run. Here's Steven Rivas, first pitch, squaring the bunt. It's in the air, diving catch made by baseman Ben Sims. That a real play, as Rivas a little too high in the air, separating it well off the bat, came flying in to Mitch. So the bunt goes by, as the hope was to get Matthews into scoring position. Rip play by Sims for out number one. Here's Mike Peabody. First big swing and a miss for a strike. Up trying to give the Dust Devils the lead right there. And it is just 2-6 feet down the right field line. Seen a couple balls off the fence. Nothing really challenging. Home run just the 0-1. Just tied. Count even to Mike at 1-1. Bonnie's 0 for 2 with a sacrifice fly. I beg your pardon, 0 for 1 with a sacrifice fly and a walk. He's been a factor in this game. The 1-1. Hit on a liner. Going back as the center, Restituyo. He makes the catch for out number 2. Dust Devils down to their final out tonight. It will be up to Jose Guzman to try to keep things going. Francisco Del Valle, who has a couple of hits, is on deck. To Spokane, top of the ninth. Matthews, the runner at first. First pitch, Guzman. Slider in for a strike, 0-1. By the way, we'll be back on the air same time, 6:35, first pitch, 6:20. Being average Budweiser pregame show, game 2 of this series, 0-1. Swing and a miss at a pitch in the dirt. Guzman chasing that. Now the Dust Devils down, they'll strike. The crowd in here trying to get the Indians the line. The outfield playing very deep for Spokane, so if Guzman could run down the line, he might have a shot to score. Matthews, the 0-2. Swing and a 3. The tag applied in the left-handed batter's box to Guzman. And that is the ball game. As the Dust Devils done in the ninth and done in this ball game. No runs, no errors, and a man left. This one's X here at Avista Stadium. The score tonight, the Spokane Indians 2, the Tri-City Dust Devils 1. Back with the post-game show presented by Inland and walk you through this quick ball game. Again, the final. Spokane 2, Tri-City 1, and the post next here at DustDevilsBaseball.com on the MILB First Pitch app.
Over the past 2 years, many winter annual mammograms on hold. Data tells us about half those scheduled missed their appointments. 25% put off evaluation of cancer symptoms, resulting in delayed diagnosis and treatment. The result could mean thousands of unnecessary deaths and more advanced and difficult breast treat. Don't skip your mammogram. Call 509-374-4030 today. Visit inlandimaging.com.
Everybody knows you shouldn't retire until 65.
Buying a house? 1% down or nothing, bud. Easy. Put your money into savings and never touch it.
There's a lot of suitable money advice out there. For knowledge that can help you reach your success, come to Giesa Credit Union. We can walk you through everything you need to feel confident about your finances. There's a to your approach to money. Find it at Credit Union.
It's an equal opportunity lender.
Rivals. Let's talk about extra. Toyota offers tons of extra with Toyota. Our no-cost maintenance plan good for 2 years, 5,000 miles. No-cost oil changes, no-cost tire rotations, fluid level adjustments, and more. That's all extra at no cost from Toyota. Ford, Honda, and Nissan all charge extra for, and that's the kind of extra nobody needs. Try harder. Toyota.
Based on manufacturer's data as of 3/21/2022. Factory scheduled service for 2 years or 25,000 ever occurs first. See participating dealer for details.
We take a lot in the success of our Tri-City Dust, just like the folks at CO Energy, an independent franchise of Pacific Ride. With quality gasoline, non-premium, and diesel fuel, Pacific Ride's 24-hour fully automated fumes are modern, clean, and well-lit. And the frequent fueler's special acts provide security, control, and ice billing. No lost receipts, no authorized purchases, no guesswork, just hundreds of convenient Pacific Rides throughout the U.S. At Pacific Pride, we fuel the winners. The company can join the team. So get a handle on your commercial fueling Pacific Pride. Open your account today at CO Energy, an independent franchise of Pacific Pride. Offices in Pasco, Spokane, Yakima, and surrounding areas.
The Hampton Inn Suites Pasco Tri-City Hotel, a home away from home retreat. While you stay in Washington, wake up to a free hot after a restful sleep on a clean and fresh hand. Plan your next adventure using the free Wi-Fi room or throughout the hotel and unwind indoor saltwater pool and hot tub. The track center for meetings, concert, and sporting events. Visit Giesa Stadium to watch the Dust Devils. For reservations, call 597-92-1660. Stop by 6826 Burden Bolton, Pasco.
AutoZone's distribution center in Pasco is hiring. Walk in every Wednesday from noon to be interviewed. This Wednesday, AutoZone DC is hiring for all shifts starting at $18.25 per hour. Also hiring Class A CDL drivers with hazmat endorsements and huge bonus money. Full-time positions, benefits, and a great work culture. Walk in Wednesday from 8 to noon at 373 Capitol Avenue in Pasco, 2Y. Drive your career and your future with AutoZone.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you're behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey fans, come out to CG Public House and Catering, where they provide you traditional breakfast, lunch, dinner, served in a relaxed, temporary setting. Give them a call at 509-783-0128 to order your meal to go. Visit them at 9221 Water Avenue in Kennewick to enjoy a nice hot meal in-house. Again, call 509-780-128 to place an order. Visit them at 9221 West Clearwater Avenue, Kennewick.
It's time for the Tri-City Dust Devils post-game show presented by Inland Imaging. For a full recap of today's game, once again, here's Doug Taylor.
The Dust Devils fall tonight. The final score, the Spokane Indians 2, the Tri-City Dust Devils 1, in a game that took 1 hour and 55 minutes, has scored another quick one. Part of that is the pitch clock, and part of that also is that both teams really struggle to find scoring opportunities, and in the case of the Spokane Indians, base runners. As Spokane scored in the first and the second, did not score again. In fact, the Indians, after the third inning, had all of one base runner the remainder of the ballgame. But it was enough. They made it stand up. The great pitching of Mike Huff. He went 7 1/3 innings. One run on 7 hits. The run earned, he walked one, his first walk of the season. Struck out 8 in 96 pitches. He gets the win. He's now 3-1 in this season. Luke Taggart going the final 1 2/3, giving up a hit. Otherwise, zeros across with 3 strikeouts. He gets his third save of the season. Braden Olthoff gets the loss. He's now 1-1. Olthoff going 6 innings, giving up 2 runs on 3 hits. Only one of those runs earned. 2 walks, 4 strikeouts, and 78 pitches. Ryan Kostyuk with 2 more scoreless innings. It's really had an outstanding start to 2022. So is Olthoff, for that matter. But in the end, Spokane makes again those 2 early runs stand up, and they defeat the Dust Devils by a score of 2-1. So Tri-City, with the loss, moves to 11-10 on the season. And in fact, Spokane, with the victory, moves above them in the standings. That's everything very tight in the Northwest League, standing-wise, coming into tonight. Tri-City's now 11-10. Actually, I beg your pardon. Spokane was 11-10, so now they're 12-10. Yeah, so they're 12-10. Tri-City's 11-10. Spokane into first. Eugene and Hillsboro rained out tonight, so they remain in their spots, one game above 500. Vancouver and Everett playing. That game was scoreless last we saw. If Vancouver wins their game tonight, they would move to 2 games above 500 and be in a position where they would be tied for first, with Spokane percentage points ahead of them in first place. And again, we're 22 games into the season now, or 21 games in the case of the Dust Devils. So just barely shy of a sixth of the way through. But Tri-City falling 2-1 tonight. A reminder, and we need to let you know here, that Tri-City Dust Devils baseball is brought to you in part by our friends at Tri-City's Community Health. Who's on first at Tri-City's Community Health? You come first. Your local community health center for over 40 years. Our experienced team of medical, dental, and behavioral health specialists provide personalized care tailored to your individual needs. TCCH pharmacies located in Pasco, Richland, and Kennewick offer free prescription delivery. You'll always receive the highest level of care in a timely manner, regardless of your financial situation. Our teamwork means better care and better health, and the ultimate winner is you. Make Tri-Cities Community Health your home base for all of your health care needs. Go to mytcch.org to schedule an appointment or learn more. Again, that's mytcch.org. Again, Spokane 2, Tri-City 1, the final score in a tiny 1 hour and 55 minutes. We'll come back and walk you through this one next as the postgame show presented by Inland Imaging continues. This is Dust Devil Baseball.
Horn Rapids.
Rapids RV Service and Sales is a growing family-owned and operated dealership located in Richland. Our certified technicians service all makes and models. If you're looking to purchase an RV or need maintenance or repairs, Horn Rapids RV Service and Sales will exceed your expectations. Go to hornrapidsrv.com to start your family adventure today.
So, this date was really fun.
Yeah, thanks for dinner.
For sure. For sure. Not really sure why I'm playing with my keys. I literally took an Uber here.
Oh, me too.
Well,
can I drive around?
Start the night out right, because you can't drive drunk if you don't drive there. Decide to ride. This message is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and Uber. Copyright 2022, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum is a place with thousands of stories to be told. It's a place to relive baseball's greatest moments and share them with future generations. It's a place to experience the game and how it has shaped our history. Cooperstown is a destination with something for the entire family. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your trip to the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown at baseballhall.org.
We rent china, glassware, tents, barbecues, flatware, linen, stands for staging, tables, chairs.
A to Z rental, no job too big, no job too small.
Jackhammers, stand tools, washers, stump grinder saws, generators, skid steer, excavator, dingoes, trailers, tractors, nailers, staplers.
Now in Kennewick, 2901 West 2nd Avenue, call 509-579-0300 or go to rentA2Z.com.
We rent everything, man. 8 convenient locations. At A to Z rental, we rent everything.
Oh, so I should save all my money.
Yep, make room under that mattress.
Okay, no big purchases then.
But you should put 20% down on a house as soon as you can.
Hold on, you literally just said I...
Yeah, I know what I said.
There's a lot of questionable money advice out there. For financial knowledge that can help you reach your version of success, come to Giesa Credit Union. We can walk you through everything you need to feel confident about your finances. There's a healthier approach to money. Find it at Giesa Credit Union. Giesa is an equal opportunity lender.
Back with the postgame show presented by Inland Imaging. This is Tri-City Dust Devil Baseball. The Dust Devils falling to the Spokane Indians by a score of 2-1 tonight. Doug Taylor one more time from the U.S. Cellular broadcast booth here at Avista Stadium as the fans have made their way out. And they're tending to the field. Again, it was a quick one tonight, 1 hour and 55 minutes. Let's tell you how it unfolded in quite a bit less than that. By the way, before I do that, I want to correct the record, and my apologies. I had seen this once before, and I made an educated guess it was wrong. Hillsborough and Eugene are not playing tonight due to a schedule conflict at PK Park. The Oregon Ducks hosting the Oregon State Beavers in a Tuesday night game, and as a result, that game that otherwise would have been there, Hillsborough and Eugene, not playing tonight. So they're going to play a doubleheader later this week to get that six-game series in. So due to a schedule conflict, no Hillsborough and Eugene tonight. They'll start their series tomorrow night in Eugene. One other game going on in the Northwest League tonight. That would be the Everett Aqua Sox taking on the Vancouver Canadiens up at Scotiabank Field at Nat Bailey Stadium. They are in the bottom of the sixth. Vancouver with two on and nobody out. Still a scoreless ball game up there at Nat Bailey. So that's the only game in the Northwest League tonight other than this one. Again, Tri-City falling 2-1 to Spokane. Spokane getting runs in the first and second innings. Brandon Oltoff retired the first two that he saw in the bottom of the first. Then Drew Romo, a double to left center, put a run in scoring position. Grant Levine, then an RBI single to left center, pretty much on the same line as the double from Romo, but a bit shorter. That brought him around to score, and that was the opening run of the ballgame, 1-0 Spokane, through an inning. Tri-City would tie it up in the second as a double by Gabe Matthews would put him in scoring position. A ground ball would move him to third, and then Mike Peabody would hit a sacrifice fly to center, and it was a tie ball game, 1-1, to the bottom of the second. In the bottom of the second inning, Daniel Montano, a double to left center. That was kind of a popular place tonight for the ball to go. That put him in scoring position. Then Julio Carreras, a sacrifice bunt, moving him up to third. Robbie Martin Jr. would strike out, then Ben Sims, so there's two outs in the inning, it's on that strikeout that made it two outs. Martin strikes out. Kyle Loveless, the catcher, sees the runner off of third, Montano, fires down there. If the throw does anything other than hit Montano, in this case hitting him in the helmet and the ball careening into left field, Montano's probably out. He was well off of first or third. But the ball hits him in the helmet. It ends up in left. Montano turns around, runs to home, scores, and that was the last run of the ballgame. That was it. As Spokane, two runs, three hits, no errors. They leave four on base for the Dust Devils. More opportunities, one run, eight hits, one error. They left six on, including two in the eighth. Had a runner on in the ninth as well. As Gabe Matthews, another great night at the plate. He went 3-for-4. So he had three of the Dust Devils' eight hits, but it was not enough. As again, the final, Spokane 2, Tri-City 1. Spokane in defeat, moving to 11-10 on the season. As they're turning the lights out here at Avista, that's probably a cue for us. So we'll go ahead and call it a night there. As again, the final 2-1 to Spokane. Thank you so much for listening on this Tuesday night. We'll be back on the air to you same time tomorrow. The King Beverage Budweiser pregame show beginning at 6:20 tomorrow evening. For a 6:35 first pitch with Jake Smith on the hill for the Dust Devils. For the Spokane Indians, it will be Tony Losey getting the start for them. So those two getting at it. Losey, a right-hander. Smith, a right-hander. So similar profiles as well, not unlike tonight. Mentioned the parent club. Let's do give you a scoreboard. We have enough light yet still. We mentioned the Northwest League scoreboard. Let's the major leagues really more pertinent. 4-0 games in both counts. For the parent club, the Los Angeles Angels, they fall to the Boston Red Sox by a score of 4-0. The local club, the Seattle Mariners, also falling by a score of 4-0 to the Houston Astros. In fact, the Mariners have been shut out for two straight games now as they fall to Houston, and the Mariners trying to salvage a game in that series. The Angels have been winning games left and right, but only had three hits tonight. They fall to 15-10 on the season. Still a strong start for the Halos, leading the American League West as it stands. So with that, we will call it a night here on this Tuesday. Again, thank you for listening. One more time, the final from the U.S. Cellular Broadcast booth tonight, the Spokane Indians 2 and the Tri-City Dust Devils 1. For everybody here at Avista, including the 1,723 who were here tonight, Doug Taylor saying so long. This has been Dust Devil Baseball, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night from here in Spokane. Good night.
Thanks for tuning in to today's broadcast. You've been listening to Tri-City Dust Devils Baseball, a proud affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels. Join us again next time for more exciting Dust Devils action.